It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin is home to tens of thousands of duck and goose hunters, but nationally, the number of bird hunters donning their vests and the blaze orange and heading to migratory flyways, that is in decline. You can be part of this discussion about migratory bird hunting. Call in with a question, share comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Talk is right here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Todd Schaller is Vice President of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, former Chief Warden for the State Department of Natural Resources. Todd, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, let's look at these numbers. The Fish and Wildlife Service says there were fewer than 914,000 waterfowl hunters in North America last year. That's the lowest number since the early 60s. What factors are contributing to declining waterfowl hunters?
I think it's, you know, you got to look at a lot of pieces to that puzzle. Obviously, there's a decline. And I think two things. One is, I think we need to be very cautious about just looking at single years, and we need to look at trends. That being said, we are experiencing a downward trend in waterfowl hunters across the country. Thankfully, in Wisconsin, that declining trend or downslope is less in Wisconsin than it is in on a national scale or even in other states.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think Wisconsin has a long history and tradition of hunting. A relatively rural state, hunting is a big part of our culture, always has been. So I think that's why we've been able to slow that trend a little bit, why our trend looks a little different than Wisconsin.
You know, are you surprised by this decline? I mean, you've seen this trend now. It's been happening a bit for decades. Is this a surprise to you at all?
No, I don't think it's a surprise. As you said, I think people have been watching this for a long time and been doing research to try to figure out really, you know, as you started the conversation, why is this happening? And I think there's several factors. Probably the biggest one is we're aging out of hunters, and the baby boomers are getting to a point in age in life where they maybe health-wise or just interest-wise are no longer participating in hunting. And on the bottom end of that, we are not recruiting and engaging new hunters or young hunters at that same rate of drop-off on the top side. So, you know, that's the math equation that's going on. I think access is always a part of the conversation about decline. You know, is it harder to find locations to hunt? Oftentimes we talk about, you know, technology and the pace and busyness of life, you know, today compared to 15, 20 years ago. It certainly feels different to me. And the impact that has. And then there's also the urbanization. You know, the populations are growing in urban areas, lessening in rural areas, family farms, the dynamics there are changing, land ownerships are changing. So a lot of reasons and potential reasons why we're seeing a decline.
And you run the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association's program for recruiting and retaining hunters. What are you doing to address these issues and to raise hunter numbers?
I think, you know, there's a lot of groups like Wisconsin Waterfowl Association are trying to recruit, reactivate, and reengage hunters at varying levels. And, you know, we have programs that are offered for a new or a novice waterfowl hunter to participate in a training day and then follow it up with an actual mentored hunt. We just started a program. It'll be our first year this fall where we're doing that. Basically, we're calling it our Waterfowlers Academy. It's for women by women. Hmm. One thing we know is the fastest growing population in interest in hunting is women, female. And our thought is oftentimes a new or novice hunter, female, may feel intimidated, participating with men. So we're going to try an event that is all female mentors, all female participants, to see if that's a way to, attract the female hunters. So a lot of programs out there. The challenge is, at what scale are you able to do it? As an organization, we can hold events and introduce maybe 20, 25, 30 new hunters on an annual basis. But that's a pretty small scale. So I think the conversations about how do you increase that scale? And instead of 20 and 30, how do you get to be 100 or 150? And I think the way to do that is individuals, hunters themselves, need to
be the mentors,
put it upon themselves.
And bring friends and family out as they go out to walk in their footsteps and be part of it. Todd Schaller with us, leader in the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, as we look at the effects of declining waterfowl hunters on conservation efforts and sporting heritage. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Todd, you previously served as chief conservation warden for the DNR. What is the significance of hunters for conservation efforts?
You know, hunters, since Aldo Leopold, hunters are conservationists. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of people who are involved in conservation, but hunters as a group are true conservationists. They're willing to put their money, license fees to it. They join conservation clubs to donate their time and get their fingernails dirty in the name of conservation. So when you see a decline in a group like hunters who are conservationists, now you start to have a concern about what's the impacts of that. So there's a saying with conservation, if you understand it or know about it, you can care. And if you care about it, you can help. And I think that's kind of fits what hunters are in the world of conservation. They have a long history of helping to reintroduce species, improve habitat, fight for habitat protection. So
when you talk about fighting for habitat protection, the DNR says nearly half of Wisconsin's 10 million acres of wetlands have been destroyed since the 1800s. How are waterfowl hunters different from other hunters, such as people who hunt deer or elk or bear or wolf?
I think one thing to think about is, and you touched on it, the decline of wetlands. And, wetlands, as hunters, conservationists, we want to maintain and promote and develop wetland for hunting purposes, potentially, habitat for game and things that we pursue. But wetlands have such an impact well and beyond hunting, water quality, flood control. Hunting is just a small piece of, and habitat is just a small piece of the benefits of wetlands. So waterfowl hunters are committed to wetlands, and that has a bigger impact well beyond the hunting community.
Our waterfowl hunting season is well underway in most areas of the state. What are your expectations for this season?
I think we all go into a hunting season with high hopes and optimism. And I think the numbers, if you look at the federal numbers, population surveys, wetland conditions and things like that, and over the last year or two, I think we're probably at an average or above average season, potentially. Wisconsin, obviously, southern Wisconsin, we're dealing with some very dry drought conditions, and that'll probably have an impact on where people can get out and where people can hunt. But I'm optimistic, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure I'm, joined by, almost 100,000 other duck hunters in Wisconsin.
What makes you a lifelong waterfowl hunter?
I don't know. I was exposed to it as a young kid, and it just has always intrigued me. I like the wetland environment. I like being on a wetland compound and or a complex and watching the sunrise. It's just something, it sounds silly, but it's, it seems to be in my DNA. So.
It seems to be in your DNA. Do you have a hunting dog?
I do. I've had a hunting dog for 30 plus years. And that's really a big part of also why I enjoy hunting is the dog aspect of it. So.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Fetty. He is a small Munsterlander, which is a upland and waterfowl breed. So,
does he know when you're about to go out duck hunting? Does he have a sense?
Absolutely. He has a sense. Oftentimes he's sitting, you know, by the truck just waiting for the kennel to open so he can go with. So they're smart animals.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Todd, I really appreciate you for joining us. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Todd Schaller is vice president of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, as we've been talking about how to boost the numbers of migratory bird hunters and what is the cause of the decline. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.